The next piece is explaining about the inyan of Bedikas Chometz, the side of Bedikas Chometz, why dafka you have to use a nair, why dafka it's by night. But here also there's a big yesod we have to learn from in our Avodas Hashem. The ner of the Bedika is ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The ner is a ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Chazal say the reason why you do Bedika with a ner by night and not by day is because by day, Shraga Betir Mayahani. By day, the sun is shining, the day is so light. What additional light is a ner going to give? And if you do Bedika at night, where there, the ner can bring out its aura. This sod day corresponds to either where the neshama is coming from the Kisa HaKavod, and that's a mokam of Shraga Betir Mayahani. Around the Kisa HaKavod is the Rabban Shalom's radiant aura, and around the Rabban Shalom's radiant aura, what haisofa could the neshama do there? What haisofa could the neshama do mitachas Kisa HaKavod if there's such a big aura there anyways? It's therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, the aura of neshama can only be mayored if it's sent down to a dark mokam. And that dark mokam is called Olam Hazeh. And like the Gemara beginning of Psochem is Marat, the Olam Hazeh is Doim El Laila. So the neshama of a Yid that's sent down to Olam Hazeh is parallel exactly to the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz Balaila. Bedikas Chometz Balaila. In other words, lighting a ner at Laila and looking for the Chometz. That's the neshama coming down to this world, and the neshama has to be meir, the neshama has to shine, and through shining has to be mevatel ol chometz. The Mefarshim asks, there's the inyan of bedika, and there's also inyan of bittel. So if you're being mevatel ol chometz, what's the point of bedika? If you're doing bedika, why do you need bittel? If you need bittel, why do you need bedika? According to what I'm saying, it comes out a big yisod, and the yisod is that Mitzrayim and leaving Mitzrayim is two oifanim of how to be mevatel the ra. Two oifanim of how to be mevatel the yitzhar. Mitzrayim, we know, is the yitzhar. The middle letters of Mitzrayim, Yud Sadi Resh, is the abbreviation of yitzhar. Mitzrayim is the yitzhar. Golus Mitzrayim, the hard avoid of Golus Mitzrayim, is tackling the yitzhar, fighting with the yitzhar. Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbi Nishalayim, shone an or that David Melech says in Tehillim, Laila Kayam Yor Kachashicha. He shone a Moridika or. And that or was automatically Mevatel Choshech. Just like any or. If it's dark in a room and you come in and you switch the light on, is that Mevatel Choshech? You didn't have to fight the Choshech. You didn't have to tackle the choshech. You didn't have to pick up the choshech and grab it by its neck and throw it out the window. When choshech is exposed to or, it's mevatel the choshech. Bein Shalom was megala leil yitzias Mitzrayim. That the most effective way, and it was in a sinus mokim. It was in a sinus mokim by Hashem to Klal Yisrael. A new method to fight the Yetzer. Be mar be'or. And when you're mar ba'or, you don't have to tackle the yitzhar. You got a shver yitzhar that's driving your meshuga. Be mar ba'or. Instead of thinking in your mind, how am I going to be koivish this yitzhar? And meanwhile, you're over the same affair a few times more. Take some helig apnimis atoira. Take something which is a ribay or, and then through the ribay or, it's mevatel the choshech memeida. The inyan of bittel chometz, which is bittel chometz belev, it's like a memela dika bittel. I don't have to go and destroy the chometz. Once you've done bittel, you don't really have to destroy the chometz. Only gzeir shem yimsa guska yofa, and he'll be choizer from his bedika from his bittel. Nebeetzem, it's a bittel belev. That's it. It's made al pid al derech avodas Hashem. We can answer the kasha of the mefarshim. Why do you need bedika and bittel? Because bedika is lighting an or, is bringing the or and the shama to the mokum. When you bring the Ar and Hashama and you take it into the Choyrin and Stokin and you Megale, you find the Chometz, meaning when the Ar shines against the Chometz and you find the Chometz, that itself is Bittel, that's Bittel Chometz. the aur of the neshama, that's mevatel l'chomets. So it's the bedika, it's the aur of, it's a remez that the aur of the neshama brings the bittel. If you don't have the aur, it's very hard to be mevatel. You're fighting a battle. You even tried unsuccessfully for 210 years to fight the Yetzirah, and it wasn't so successful. The Rabban Shalom is giving them now a new method. Bimar be'or. Laila kayom. Why does Hashem make the day like the night? Sorry, the night like the day. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show them how with or you mevatel l'choshech. That's how the night became day. Hashem was mar be'or, and made it, there was no more choshech then. So this is an asinus mokum for Yidin. That when the galus, when a Yid feels that he's pashut losing the battle, he's got to be moisif and moisif and or. Don't fight. You're not the type to be able to fight the Yitzhahara that way. That's not the way to do it. You're moisif or. When you're moisif or, that's how you're going to destroy the Yitzhahara. Same inyan we see by Chag HaSukkos. That the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva on Chag HaSukkos lit the whole night up. And you could see in Yerushalayim, like the Gemara says that in Sukkah, you could see even the slightest things, the smallest things in Yerushalayim, because the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva lit up the night. There was no Choshech anymore. And made it, that was a bittel of the Yitzhar. The Sugi of the Shechita, the bittel of the Yitzhar, therefore is in the Sugi around there of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Because a Ribbei Or, that itself is the greatest bittel of Yitzhar. That comes from Pesach. That comes from Leil Badikas Chometz. That's the kavana. A person lights the nair. A person should think, I'm holding now my neshama. I'm holding now my neshama. I'm in a dark world. It's dark. The Rabban Shalom put me down in this world because Hashem wants my neshama to be mar ba'or in this world. To be mevatel the klippas and to be mevatel the ra. I'm going now looking for chometz. I'm going now looking for yetzahara. And when this nair goes into churin and stocking, and it sees some chometz, that's bittel chometz. Then I'm mevatel the chometz belev. I don't have to fight it bechlan. I'm just mevatel it belev, and it's bottle me'elov. This is also a big chizuk. This is also a big chizuk in be'ikus of the Mashiach. Just like in Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael couldn't, ve'yonchu b'nei Yisrael min avoida, it was too difficult. All the melchomas and melchemes ayetzes and the shibud aguf, and even more difficult is the shibud anefesh, the shibud, and therefore, like when Shmuel taught us, you got a neshama inside you, and your neshama is there to be mar ba'or. Just focus on the or, just focus on the asay tov, just focus on the asay tov, and then the ra will fall away. That's the inyan of rechitza. Rechitza means it just washes off. Kadesh, focus on the kedusha, focus on the or of kedusha, and then orachatz, and then the ra will just wash off. That's going to be mevatel ra. That's the sod of Bedikas Chometz. That's how it brings into the whole inyan of Pesach. It's the way to destroy. It gets you to destroy the Chometz bebitl. Bedika with a ner gets you to destroy the Chometz bebitl. Yeah, that's the second.